on the sugya, as advertised, about covering how much hair has to be covered and where does a woman have to cover hair, and what parts of the world, her house, outside, Rosh Hashanah, does it apply? So the Gemara, on the bottom of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, says the following: Rosha Perua Daraisa, which we spoke about last time, the din, the chiyuv Daraisa to cover hair. So that's the din daraisa. Now the Mishnah, as we pointed out last time, the Mishnah says that it's only das Yehudis, so the Gemara is bothered. So the Gemara was asking, it's daraisa, so what does the Mishnah mean when it says das Yehudis? So the Gemara answers, daraisa kolsa shapir dami. Mi daraisa, all she needs is a kolsa. However, das Yehudis afilu kolsa nami aser. So the two parts of the Gemara we're going to talk about, the first part is right here, is that Doraisa, all you need is a kulsa. Das Yehudis requires even more kulsa. Even a kulsa is also, you need something more than a kulsa. Then the Gemara will go on. He's contacting me. How do I enter? Okay. So then the Gemara goes on to say that, goes on to discuss exactly where, what we're talking about, where we're talking about. We'll get to that in the second half of this year. But first to discuss what is a kulsa and how much, or let's see, what is a kulsa? So the first mucker is Rashi in the Madura Kama, quoted by the Shittim Gubetzes in source number 1. And Rashi says the following. Kolsa is sal shemanachas es pilcha bo, some kind of basket that she puts some kli on, I think that's what she uses to sew or something. Manichaso arosha, she pruas rosha. She puts it on her head when she doesn't have anything else on. She puts this on her head. So that was similar to Rashi. Continues the Shita Mekubetzes. So afilu kolsa nami lo, meaning das Yehudis kolsa is no good. That's just a paraphrase from the Gemara, where the Gemara says afilu kolsa nami. So a little bit of a different girsa. So afilu kol, or I don't know, he's just paraphrasing the Gemara. Midaraisa afilu kolsa nami lo. Mish explains the Rashi Madura Kama mishum tznius. So stop here. In Rashi, Madura Kama says that it's a problem to just wear a kulsa because a kulsa seems to be some kind of basket-like thing, some kind of whatever that has holes in it. It doesn't completely cover the hair, and since you know it's not so appropriate because someone's going to see the hair, so that's going to be a problem. Presumably. What the Shita is saying, and the other Rishonim speak this out a little more, is that in the Chatzer, though, this is not a problem, right? And the fact that there's a little these holes in this basket, the Chatzer, where there are not so many people around, as we'll see later in the Gemara, so the Chatzer is not a problem. But to go out in the Rosh Hashanah, where everyone's going to see her, so then it's going to be a problem. The Gemara is going to end up being mechalik in the Dereis and the Derabbanan between a Chatzer, between what's required in a Chatzer and what's required in a in Rosh Hashanah. Hello, Matthew. I just see a wall right now, but all right. Well, we got started, okay? Yeah. All right, you're jumping in the middle a little bit. So we're just starting at the Gemara. It says Mido Raisa. It's fine to cover your hair with a kulsa. Midarabanan, you require more than a kulsa, and a kulsa, according to Rashi, the Madura Kama, is a some kind of headpiece that does not completely cover the hair. However, the Shita Megubetzes quotes a different Shita. I don't know if he doesn't say who it is, but in source number 2, he quotes a different shita, Perush Kolsa, Kipa, Manachas, Arosha, the Chasos, Ba, Esaseir. Something she puts on her head to cover up the hair. It sounds like it's completely covering up the hair. Okay? So the Kolsa completely comes up the hair. But if that's the case, what's added by the Daraisa? Right? If the Kolsa already covers up the hair, what is the Daraisa adding? So let's just continue with the Shita Sarambam, which is not clear. If you look at the Rambam in source number 3, the Rambam is describing our Gemara, Das Yehudis, Minatzinus, and says the Rambam, Das Yehudis, in the second line, Yotza Lashuk Ola Mavoy Mefulash, she goes out to a shuk, or a Mavoy Mefulash, which is like a thoroughfare that's open, Virosha Perua, and her hair is uncovered, or her head is on Rosha, doesn't mean her hair, literally her head is uncovered. The Ein Aleha Ridid Kichal Hanashim, she doesn't have this something on her head. Afal pisha saira mechusa b'mitpachas. Even though her hair is covered by a mitpachas. Okay, then it goes on to the next case. So what's going on here? What's needed in the dira? But what does the Das Yehudas require beyond the din darais of a kulsa? So some achronim are medayik from here. This is, I think, famously maybe the Chasam Sofer Shita, but some achronim are medayik from here that you need a double covering on your head. That it's not enough to just cover your hair. A kulsa is your hair is covered. But beyond the kulsa, you also need to have a second cover, like the Rambam describes the Redid, and our Gemara assumes there's going to be a further cover in required by Das Yehudis, so that's a second cover. That's what some achronim understand from these shitos. What would be the pshat in that? Well, why would you need two covers? So I have the sefer. I don't know if I mentioned it last time. Es Tznum Chachma, sefer written by a ram in the Shivat Hezer in Karnei Shomron. My brother came across it when he was in Shalvim, and he brought it for me. I like the sefer. So in the sefer, he suggests maybe we could say that it's kind of like an undergarment, meaning. We wouldn't say it's tanua for a woman to walk around in undergarments, even if it covers everything. I don't know if it's tight specifically or just like big day shena. He says it's kind of not appropriate for a woman to walk in a certain, you know, clothing, I guess. So even though it covers things, but still inappropriate clothing. So he suggests maybe that's a shot here, that this covers your hair, but maybe it's still inappropriate to just have one layer of covering. So that's some say this. And the Be'er HaLacha, in fact, quotes the Shita. If you look in the Be'er HaLacha in Simen Ayin Hei, source number 5, it's talking about the dinim of different things. Kol zelin chatzer v'chadera v'chadara avalelech v'shuk v'chatzer sharam, to go in the market v'chatzer sharam l'kuli alma af im telech b'mitpachas levad l'chaso saira, even if she goes with the mitpachas, or she just goes with the mitpachas to cover her hair, mikri averes al das yehudis asher telech b'redid milemala kechol hanashim, she needs a redid on top of her hair covering. Very fascinating shita. And there are people who do this. I actually, when I initially came across the shita, I thought it was, I don't know if you've seen like chassidish women, they have a shetel and a something on top of the shetel. So that was my. What was that, Matthew?
No, since I work out outside, I use a lot of this sitting there. And, at the Bikur Pullman area, there's so many Hasidim and their wives, and a lot of times I see them, they're wearing a sheetal, but they have a hat on top of it.
Right.
So it's like it's a double.
So I thought originally that was that shita, but it could be they're mocking me for a different reason. We're not going to get into, but maybe they hold a shita b'chal doesn't work. You need some kind of covering on top of the shita. So I'm not sure if I don't know the shita well enough. I don't know if they're coming from a double covering, or they're coming from a shita, or maybe they're covering getting both with what they do. Unclear.
If the shita doesn't work at all, then why would they put on a shita in the first place?
They want to look nice, of course.
But then, the hat, right? Because the hat, if they just wore the hat, then that wouldn't.
Right. Maybe. I must say I didn't see enough. I didn't go into the Chassidish Sfarim to get into the to know what those poskim say. But there is some basis for a double covering, whether that's exactly what they're doing or something else, but there's some basis based on this read of the Rambam, the Shita in the Shita Mugabetzis, that the hair's already covered and Afal Pichein, it's not enough. There is a diyuk, you can take a look at source number 4, see what you think, you know, take a look later. I'd like to move on for now, but there could be a deal that the Rambam doesn't really hold this. And in fact, the Bach in source number 3, the Bach in Simen Kuf Tes Vav, if I'm not mistaken, in Eben Ezer, when he quotes this, explains this Rambam that's quoted in source number 3, he says, no, mitpachas doesn't really mean it covers completely. It's similar to the kulsa described by Rashi, that it just covers the hair partially. Again, the Rambam, you can maybe have a deal from source number 4, Ayin Shaman Yon, if you'd like. So Lamaisa, I mentioned the Be'er HaLacha, who quotes this Chasam Sofer that says that one should cover both. But Rav Moshe has a tshuva. I have part of it later in the Mar Makomos. It's in Simen. It's in Eben Ezer. The last of the Mar Makomos is this tshuva from the Rav Moshe. It's a part of it. But Derech Agav, he's not really even dealing with the Shita. He just has a comment. He says, I can't believe that you actually have to cover a double covering. And Rav Moshe explains, basically based on the first day that we saw, that a kalsa, the implication is that a kalsa doesn't completely cover the hair, and so but das Moshe, that would be enough. Midar Reis would be enough to have not a complete hair covering. Midar Abanan, we require even more. What does it accomplish Midar Reis? So we spoke about, Danny just asked what it accomplishes Midar Reis if it doesn't cover. So we spoke about last time how the erva shebo in Seyar is novea from the chiyuv to cover. So Rav Moshe understands the whole chiyuv to cover never meant the whole hair. Why? Because Rav Moshe is medayik from the drasha. Ufaras rosh haisha. So it means you uncover hair. How much of the hair are you uncovering when you uncover hair? Does it mean you just expose a little bit of the hair? Rav Moshe says it can't be that all you have to do is expose a little bit of the hair. Ufaraz mashma, you take off a lot of, you uncover a lot of the hair. So Moshe says it's got to be a lot of the hair, and he's not sure himself exactly how much it should be, but the Achronim, the Sefer Hav, and the Sefer Willig assume this way. I didn't see it explicitly stated in Rav Moshe's Tshuva, but seems to be later sources understood that Rav Moshe meant that midoraisa only a rove needs to be covered up, and then we would say possibly, you know, it's unclear a little bit the interplay between the Daraisa and the Erva, but since it's not really objectively an Erva, it stems more from the Chiyuv, we can understand such a Shita, that Midaraisa, we don't need to cover the whole thing. Rabbi Willig suggested, I don't know if I mentioned this last time, Rabbi Willig suggested that maybe the Din Daraisa is to be a Heker, that's a married woman. You cover most of the hair, so now you have a Heker, which is a married woman. Das Yehudis requires us to go even further and cover up the whole thing and treat it as an Erva. And that's where Willig suggested. He writes in a sefer, he says, it's just low dershin in time of the crow, there are no nafkaminas, maybe can help understand things. With that, he explained, though, remember we saw that an almana is only derabanan, we said last time. So why should that be? And if it's, why should there be such a difference between almana and nesua? So he suggested this would be a possible explanation for that difference, that it's dafka and nesua, a married woman, she has the need deraisa to have a heker, which would be rov. Fine. So that's okay, so that's the first issue, is what's the din d'oraisa? How much is required to be covered? And we have a machlokas here, it really gets to whether das yudis is, but it's a machlokas in terms of the d'oraisa, was it just rove of the hair, or was it even all of the hair covered? And that will affect what we have at the next stage when we get to the das yudis. But even if you say like Ramosha, that's not really going to help you, because that's only mid'oraisa. Das yudis, chiyuv mid'rabanan, still requires us to cover more than that. The next question, though, is how much do you have to cover, even according to the Das Yehudis? So obviously it's going to be more than a rov, but how much has to be covered? So there is a statement of the Rashba that the Achronim pilpul with, and that's in source number 6. And the Rashba is in the Sugya and Brachos about Seir Bish Erva and Tevach Bish Erva and all those other things. And the Rashba says the following. Hadamar of Yitzchak, Tevach Bish Erva, who kimna beishto, who be kriyashma. We say that it's by your wife and kriyashma. If there's a tevach exposed, you cannot say kriyashma. Pirush arayvid the efsher dafka mimakum tsanua sheba. Maybe it's only referring to makum tsanua sheba. It doesn't mean any part of the body that's exposed. It means the makum tsanua. Dahainu what we call the makomas amachusos. The Allah kaasi rab ram. I forgot who's talking there. I don't remember who it was, who's the mandarma there, but Allah kasi, which everyone of the Amoraim, lememar deshok beisha bemakom tsanua, the ervahu. So it's just, when it says part of the question, the Rishonim and Achronim deal with that Gemara Bracha, there's a lot of pratim which we're not going to get into all the details, but the Gemara is troubled a little bit. The Rishonim are troubled. If you say tevach beisha erva, so why don't you tell me shok beisha erva? Obviously, if the shok is exposed, the tevach is being exposed. So why do I need these two different statements? So he's going to say here, just to tell you that shok is one of those mekomos tsnuos, which is where the halach of tevach b'isha erv applies, that if a tevach is exposed, it's a problem. But continues the rabbi, v'afilu legabe baila, even by regarding the husband, aval b'isha eno makom tsnuah b'ish. Okay, sorry, v'afilu legabe baila, that would be a problem for this area to be exposed. Okay. Aval panea yadeha v'ragleha, but what about her hands, her face, her feet, the kol dibura, and her voice, she'eno zemer, just stam her voice, the saira michutza tzasa, and her hair beyond her temples, literally, she'eno miskasa, which she doesn't cover, Ein choshesh in lahem mipnei shehu rogel behen velo tarid. All these things are normal things. We're not choshesh, and it's not a problem to say Kriyat Shema. So what does the Rashba assume? The Rashba assumes there is an amount of hair that is exposed that is not considered erva. The question is, how much hair are we talking about? What would you say? So that's what's part, what's somewhat of tricky in these sugyas, that these terms are very vague, that are very often, you know, a lot of makoros for these kinds of sources, samasa, zikmar, bava basra, other places where you have these kind of vague terms describing parts of the hair, it's hard to tell. So let's see. So the Ramah brings this Rashba, the Ramah in source 7, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kriyat Shema. So the Ramah says, the Shulchan Aruch has a din of Seir Sha'isha, Shadarkal, Chasoso, also the Kros Kenegdo, as we've seen. And then, the Kula Besulos, which we spoke about last time, says the Ramah, and so too, it's Mutra Shei Kriyashma in front of the hairs of a woman that are exposed. Now, what does that mean according to the Rashba? What does that mean? It says the Mishnah Brura on the spot in source number 8, Ratzalomar. And this is, yeah, let's see, according to the Chazam Sofer. Shemilvad Kova Shal Rosha, besides the hat on her head, Yesh La. Tzemes, she has a tzemes. A tzemes actually is not the temples. I think some explain it's the temples. She says it. He says it's this other beged that you have. You see already this concept of two things, but it's this other beged that you have that kind of holds down. Mitzamtem haseir shel yitzel chutz veoso me'ad she'ir shel tzamtem veyosa mehatzemes al zeh mekel rashba. That little hair that you can't get under the covering, that's what the Rashba is making on. Ad kam mishnah brura. So that's what Mishnah Berurah learns. We'll continue with the rest of the Mishnah Berurah a little later, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah learns. However, Moshe has another kula here, and Moshe doesn't think that's what the Rashba means. He says that the Rashba, it's got to mean more than that. He doesn't think it just means what you're forced into. It means more. How much more does the Rashba actually mean? Any thoughts? Anyone know? I mean, do we have any basis for any kind of shear? Matthew, you were going to say?
Yeah. Well, we were saying before Rove, so anything less than Rove.
Well, we said that's only Midaraisa. Das Yehudas requires more than that. But Danny says Tefach. Well, we find the shear of Tefach in the Sugis of Tznius. So Ramosha says, based on his whole Shita above, he says, since the whole idea of hair is Mekomas HaMechusos, so once you make it Mekomas HaMechusos, so follow the rules of Mekomas HaMechusos. So how much can be exposed until it's not a problem? You know, how much would be a problem for it to be exposed? A tefach would be a problem. Less than a tefach, says Rav Moshe, that's okay. And even though, if you look in source number 9, the Shulchan Aruch, when it talks about the din of a tefach, says the Shulchan Aruch, tefach megula b'isha, b'mogam she'darka l'chasosa, a tefach that's exposed by a woman in the place that's normally covered. Afil v'ishto, also the cross kriyash b'kenegda, it's got to be a tefach. And the Ramah says, v'yishom davka b'ishto, only by ishto it's enough to have a tevach. Aval by isha cheres afilu pachas mi tevach have erva. Any other woman, even less than a tevach, is a problem. So says Rav Moshe, maybe you'll tell me you should say like the Ramah, you can't expose anything because even less than a tevach is a problem. And Rav Moshe says that's only by real mekomas hamechusos. The whole seyer is more kal, as we learned about last time. It's not really an erva; it's only an erva because of the chiyuv to cover. So says the Ramah, says Rav Moshe, it is mutter to leave exposed a tevach of the hair. Shemosh and Mishar is a tefach squared area of the hair. Now this is a big chiddush because ain kan makom laharich in all the dinim of what one has to be covered. Maybe we'll talk about a little bit next in the next sugya. We get to the zeroa, which is the next sugya in the Gemara. But just because up to a tefach is not considered erva and you can say kriyashma, doesn't mean you're allowed to expose lechatchila. But this is what Rav Moshe says. This is Rav Moshe's kula. And I once heard someone say that this tevach saved Kisei Rosh in America. I once heard someone say this, that this kula, meaning women, once they felt they could expose a little bit, you know, it was like a burden to cover up mamish every little drop of hair. So once they had this kula, so it made it kind of, women felt easier covering their hair when they knew they could expose a little bit. But that's Rav Moshe's kula, and Lamaisa, I'm pretty sure our Rebbeim are fine with this kula of Rav Moshe, but it is a big chiddush to say that tevach be isha erva is a cool lechatchila, you can go up to a tefach. I don't know if you'd say that about the mekomos mechusas. I mean, that means the neckline, whatever the neckline's supposed to be, you have some leeway. That's what Moshe is essentially saying. It would appear he doesn't. I didn't look if he has a tshuva about that specifically. Chora, that's what comes out from here. But I'll call upon him. This is where Moshe holds. So Ramosha's his shear, right, Danny? You're trying to act out his shear. So Ramosha claims that you're safe. I mean, it's got to be less than a tefach. So he says you're safe if you go. He thinks that four fingers width is a full tefach, right? A fist is a tefach. So Ramosha says if you go two fingers, it's half a tefach. And Ramosha thinks the width of the forehead is two tefachim. So two times a half a tefach, you do the math, that gets you can go up to two fingers back. From the root of your hair, right? Because since the width is two tefachim, and so that's two tefachim. So to get to a tefach square, it would be you have up to half a tefach up. So that altogether, the area will be tefach squared. That's Rav Moshe, and I have that maskana on source 19. He makes this point that would be permitted. There is this new shtick, apparently, that the women pull out the hair in front, they put it over the sheitels. Anybody know about this? Okay, so you don't know. So there's good. You have all from wives, Baruch Hashem, and Avi will find a from woman, Ritz Hashem, time, right time. So you don't know about these things. But there is a shtick, apparently my wife just tells me about it, that the women, whatever, we don't have to get into the shtick. Lemaisa, it's a Rai Willig. I followed up with Rai Willig, and he said it's a problem. So just do no more than two tefachim. Again, in the Mishnah Berurah, no more than a tefach square. The Mishnah Berurah is not okay even with that. The Mishnah Berurah wants less. But that would be according to Moshe.
You have things like on the Sefer that it has to sort of should all add up.
Oh, so no. So in the Sefer I have, they pointed out, and I heard that Rabbi Willig also said this, that it doesn't have, it's okay, meaning the different parts don't add together. I assume it's the same thing as the body parts. Like, just because you have a little bit here, so if you close a little bit on your arm, it's not necessarily, those two areas shouldn't combine, it's kind of a chunk of space. That's what's considered the erva. So that's what they point out, both Rav Willig and the Sefer I mentioned before, pointed out that according to Rav Moshe, you can have a tefach, whatever, less than the tefach over here, and less than the tefach over here in the back, and that would be okay. Again, according to the Mishnah Berurah, and there are people who are makbid to do this, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the only things that should be coming out are like the little bit of hairs kind of around the ear, where sometimes can't like tuck it, like hard to really tuck that in. But the front, the Mishnah Berurah would really recommend not doing. The Mishnah Berurah has a further chumrah, a third shita lemaisa about this. That is the it's basically on a Zohar. That's the Mishnah Berurah quotes in source number 8. And the Zohar, if you just read the first line back to where we left off, back in source number 8, uva Zohar parashas naso hichmir me'od shel yisra'a shum seyar me'isha. He says no hair of a woman should be seen. De garma maskinusa, it's lebesa, it leads to poverty in the home. V'chulei v'chulei ayin shami quotes the Zohar. And the Mishnah Berurah says it's roi, the last line, he quotes the Magen Avraham, says it's roi to be knowing like the Zohar. Basically, according to the Zohar, now the Zohar, the Mishnah Berurah puts this together with the Gemara in Yuma that has a story of Kimchis. People are familiar, but the Gemara tells a story about Kimchis, who never allowed, Rashi quotes, the Mishnah Berurah here quotes, and Kimchis never allowed the walls of her house to see her hair, meaning she always had her hair covered all the time. And the Gemara goes on to say, she was zochet to lots of children from Kohanim Gedolim, and it was considered a gewaldig thing, obviously Midas Chasidus, but Mishnah Berurah does recommend that it's roy to be knowing like the Zohar. Now, as far as covering the hair, that means one should even try to chap those little bits. I mean, this is even more than that Rashbach, and the Chasam Sofer's interpretation, should try to cover mamish everything. The Zohar also goes a step further. She has to have her hair covered all the time at home. I don't know how these people shower. The Machmirim, I don't know how they shower. I, from what I understand, that is some of the basis for the Chasidish Menah for women that shave their head. It's much easier to not have their hair see the walls of their house because there's no hair. So I don't know how literature people are Mekayim the Zohar, Bishlei Musa, because you have to shower, and so I don't know how that works. But at least, I mean, I don't know in the Zohar, I'm not sure it's clear that it means, I didn't look at the Zohar inside, but in the way it's quoted, it's not sure clear it means like mamish every second of the house, just means people shouldn't see it. Like if you're alone in the bathroom, it seems to be okay, but I think it's understood from Kimchis, it's mamish that the house, that the walls of the house, that's a lashon, that the walls of the house never see it. So I'll call upon him. Those are the shittas about in the hair. One ha'ara, Rav Vozner Zatzal, as in source number 10, he points out that the hair on the back, you know, we all have like a little bit of hair that grows down at the bottom, like kind of on our neck. So that hair is not part of the issue at all. It's dafka seir rosha that is a problem of erva, but the stuff that's growing down there, he says that's not a problem. Maybe people would shave it off for marasayin, I'm not sure, but he says if you look at right three lines down, mashe gadol b'shetach hatzavar mamish, the part which mamish grows on the neck, mikra din ein chashash b'zeh, it's not an issue at all. And actually, in that safer, yeah. It's Raya from Hilta's Tefillin, that below that hole, we don't put our tefillin down there. We're not supposed to put our tefillin on our neck. We're supposed to put our tefillin up on the bone of the skull. So you can put your hand down. There's still hair that's coming well past that. So that hair, says Rav Vozner, there's no one would hold, you have to cover that. So that, even for the Zohar, that's not a problem. It's not Seir Rosha. So that stuff you don't have to worry about. Well, first of all, according to what we said last time, that the whole comes from the fact that it's supposed to be covered up, so that's kind of explains if it's not covered, even though it might become a mechuzah, since it's not covered up. Yes. Even though it's maybe you should have been covering up, but meaning other mechuzah becomes a mechuzah, sorry, you should have been covering up. If you expose it a little bit, it's a problem. But here, once you don't, if you don't have to cover up, so there's not, it's not a problem.
It sounds like you don't have to cover it up because.
I think not necessarily, because I think he's talking about kriyashma. He's saying, since you don't have to cover up, thank you. It's not a problem of, because no one had a hominy to cover your face.
Right.
It's in the same sentence as those kinds of things.
Okay.
So that is about how much has to be covered. Okay, so we saw the Daraisa, we saw the Darabanan requirement, and different Shitos, Halacha L'maisa, about this. And you will see, I'm not saying look at other women, but if you notice other women, you'll see that there are different, people do different things, and yesh v'yesh on these inyanim. The last issue to discuss is where does this Chiyuv apply? So let's go back into the Gemara. So the Gemara has another statement. Amr, so we just had the difference between the Daraisa and the Darabanan. The second line on Ayin Beis and Beis. Amr Rabbi Asi, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Kalsa ein bamishim prurosh. So Rabbi Yochanan has a statement that kalsa, there's no issue of prurosh. Right? There's no issue of prurosh if you are just wearing a kalsa. It sounds like at all. I mean, we said it before, kalsa, I mean, Daraisa, it covers you still Darabanan's problem. There is some situation where even Darabanan, there's not an issue once you have a kalsa. So Havi ba Rabbi Zeir. So Rabbi Zeir took a look at this. Heicha, where are we talking about? Ilema b'shuk. If we're talking about in the shuk, Dasi Hudasi. It's in the shuk, we mentioned before, it's Dasi Hudas that she must cover her hair completely beyond the kalsa in the shuk. The Ella b'chatzer. If it's in a chatzer, imkein lo hanachta bas le'avram avinu. She yoshevet daras baila. If that's the case, you're not going to leave. There's no one who's going to be able to be with her husband. Meaning, if you have, so okay, what that means is not clear. So Amar Abayi, Vitamar of Kahana, Mechatzer lechatzer derech mavui. So it comes out, Mechatzer lechatzer derech mavui. That's where we're talking. That's where we made the statement that kolsa ein bamishum prua rosh. It's enough in that situation to have a kolsa. So what was the question by chatzer, and what's required in a chatzer? Any thoughts? Right, so it's not clear if Rashi and Tosas are different things, but Rashi says, "Im kein de bechatzer yesh bamishum priya." So it sounds like if it was true that it would be a problem, if you were required to cover your hair, I guess Rashi's not clear. Let's look at Tosos. Rashi could go either way. Tosos says, "Ela bechatzer perish afilu below kolsa nami ein bamishum priya srosh." In the chatzer, even without a kolsa, it's not a problem. Shim lo kein, lo hinachta, bas, avram avinu. who can live without, have to cover their hair even in the chatzer? You don't even have to have a kolos in the chatzer. That is the sheet of Tosos, black on white. And so that's the Gemara's question, how can that be? And the Gemara's answer is, no, this is talking about a megon mechatzer lechatzer derech mavui. Okay. And that is, now, the Ritva, if you look at source number 11, the Ritva, he quotes Rashi and says like Tosos, right? Like if you look at Rashi, Perish Rashi, I mean, look at the Ritva. Perish Rashi im kain de bechatzer yesh b'mishum priya, that's his quote. If it's true, then chatzer is priya. Perish la perusha de kevan damar b'yochran kalsa im b'mishum prua rosh bechatzer miklal de below kalsa yesh b'mishum priya srosh afil bechatzer. The implication is that in the chatzer that he's talking about, that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about, there would be a problem if you didn't have a kalsa. V'im kain lo hanachta basla avram avinu sheyoshevas tachas baila sheruban holchos bechatzer m'prua rosh. All the women go without, they go prua rosh. So no one's going to be able to stay married. I mean, he asked the question, not that it's impossible. From Tosos and other Rishonim, it sounds like, how could it be that you have to cover your hair everywhere you go? And this is saying like, well, if you have to get, you know, everyone's going to get divorced if this is the case. Because we said we get divorced based on this Mishnah. So he says, it can't be. Sherubin holchos b'chatzerim prua rosh. That's what people do. It can't be that that's usher. So that's the Ritva interprets Rashi like the Tosos. But the Ritva has important, the next four words are very important. Kevin Sha'in Shum Rowan. All any kulas in this issue, in this sugya, of where to, she can uncover her hair, is Kevin Sha'in Shum Rowan. No one is going to see her. There is no Havamina, even though I once heard someone say this, that they cover their hair, they don't cover the hair in their house, even if there are other people around. So there's no Havamina in the sugya that in Chatzer, you can cover your hair, you can leave your hair uncovered. Because it's your chatzer, even if there might be other people around. So that's not a hamid. The Ritva, and no one seems to argue on that, and in that sefer I mentioned before, it just quotes this Ritva as Davar Pasha, that this is the case. So that's important to note. But Al Kalpanim, the Ritva, Tosvos, learn Ra, and Tosvos Shita, and the Ritva in Rashi, is that there is an Isser, sorry, there is no Isser at all in a chatzer. Again, a private chatzer, no one else is going to be there, but there is no Isser at all. This is so. This could be what the Bavli means, but the Yerushalmi seems to say something else. If you look, and just to point out, by the way, the Ritva continues. I just to make it a little easier for another point. I used the Ritva's quote in the sheet quoted by the Sheet of Mugwetz, source number 13. But if you look at the Ritva when he summarizes the sugi at the end, if you look down in source number 13, Vasikna mechatzer lechatzer derech mavui, that's the maskana. Ushlosha dinim medaver comes out, says the Ritva according to the Bavli, there are three halachos here. De bechatzer afila below kolsa ein b'mishum piru arosh. In a chatzer, not a problem at all. Uvishuk afila kolsa das yudis. Even a kolsa, you're still in violation of das yudis. Uve mavui, this mavui bekolsa ein la. Because in shalom b'kolsa low, with a kolsa it's okay, shalom b'kolsa low, and the implication is that's a place where you're not really seeing people, like we mentioned earlier, you're not really seeing people so much, so either it's okay that it's partially exposed because they're not really getting a good view, or at the chasam sofer it's okay to have just one covering, you don't need to go so far as to have two. So that's the end of the Bavli, or for now. The Yerushalmi, and we'll just see inside the Yerushalmi, the Ritva quotes part of it, but let's see the Yerushalmi in full, in source number 12. So the Yerushalmi says the following, Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, hayotze b'kaplatin, which the Mefarshim understand is same thing as a kolsa, so b'kaplatin shalah, ein ba mishum rosha perua. So you're not in violation of the din de'oraisa of rosha perua. That's what the Yerushalmi is saying. Hadad detema lechatzer. All that is true in a chatzer. Avolimavoi or whatever. No, sorry, take that back. If you go with the kolsa, mishum rosha perua of the Mishnah, that you have your hair uncovered, that's okay. Hadad detema lechatzer. That's only said about a chatzer. Avolimavoi sheyesh ba mishum yotza virosha perua. So he said, by a mavoi, it's a problem. By a mavoi, it is a problem to go with a kolsa. So the Yerushalmi says a chatzer, our Gemara, according to the Ritva, said a chatzer, you don't need to cover anything at all. The Yerushalmi says two differences. Yerushalmi says, number one, a chatzer needs the partial covering of a kolsa, and the mavoi needs a full covering of everything, the whole das yudis, the whole shebang. Now, then the Yerushalmi has an important line, which this is quoted by many of the Rishonim, Yesh chater shuke mavoi, v'yesh mavoi shuke chater. Chater she rabim boken besocha. Chater where many people are coming through. Harehu kemavoi, umavoi she'en rabim boken besocha. Harehu kechater. So if you have a mavoi, don't really have people going through, then it's like a chater. So he says the terms. Yerushalmi's point is the terms chater mavoi. It's not like Shabbos. It's not like Shabbos. You have to know the exact terms. The issue here, according to the Yerushalmi, is just merely a question of which has more people around. So al kolponim, the implication of the Yerushalmi seems to be that it's usher even in a chater, as the Yerushalmi seems to say. Chora to machlos bavli Yerushalmi, a chater should be fine. Is there any way to stim the bavli with the Yerushalmi? Go back to our Gemara. Is there any way to read our Gemara in line with Yerushalmi? What's the shaka batari? We said in a chater you only have to wear a kalsa. So what's the kasha? So he just says sometimes it's fine to wear a kalsa. He says it can't be b'shuk. Das Yehudis. El, you mean b'chater? I'm kein lo hanachta bas la avram avinu. Sheshev stachas baila. But just do what? Just have a kalsa. Ah, so the. So right. So what's the lashon im kein lo hanachta labas avram avinu? So the Bach says, the Bach. I forgot to put it in the Marmakoma. So the Bach says that in the chater, the Gemara's kasha is so obvious. Obviously, you don't have to fully cover your hair in the chater. I mean, come on, everyone goes in the chater. You don't fully cover the hair like this. They're going on the street. So that's im kein lo hanachta labas avram avinu. It's impossible to require that in a chater. You don't have to cover the whole thing. It's fine to just have a kalsa in the chater. Then the chiddush is no. I came to tell you, even in a chater, the chater derech mavoi, even in that situation, a kalsa is okay. That's what how you would read. You would stim the bavli with Yerushalmi, and then that's basically. The Tamir ben Yonah quoted by Shidim Gubetzes just explains on when it's continuing on explaining the Yerushalmi makes this point, the second to last line, Klomar kechater she'ein harabim bokim bavi the chater where not a lot of people are there. Di nafkahasa mekolsa o besadin al rosha einam avsedes ksubasa. If you just go with the kolsa or a sadin into the chater, you wouldn't lose out your ksuba. Okay, so that's the Yerushalmi. Now. The question is, how should we paskin? Do we paskin like the Yerushalmi with having to reinterpret the Bavli? Or should we paskin like the Pashup Shad in the Bavli that a Chatzar is completely mutter? So the Tur has a cryptic statement. The Tur quotes the Rambam. And he says, even though you have a mitpachas, you need to have an extra covering. It says, Davka Shiyotes Ked Bershus Rab. Second line according to the Tur, source 14. Omovi Mefulosh. It's only a problem to go without a full hair covering if you go to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or Mavi Mefulash. Here we're talking about not a Mavi, it's not Mefulash. If you go to Mavi Mefulash, Mamish, which is like a highway, or the Chatzah Sharab Bogimbo, which is a Chatzah happens to be that's very busy, you have that full covering. Have a Mavi Shein Mefulash. The Chatzah Shein Rabbim Bogimbo, Lo Teitzeh. So how would you be medayik? What's the tour? What does the tour mean? So he said you need full covering in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If you're in the mavoi or in the chater, it's okay not to have a full covering. What's the implication? Says the Beis Yosef, the implication is you still can't. You have to have something on your head. It just says lo teitzi. If you don't have a full covering, but the implication is it's still not, you can't go without anything at all. It just says you don't have to have a full covering in that space. That's how the Beis Yosef interprets. And the Beis Yosef says that can't be. He just says that I don't understand this Torah. It's against the Bavli. And therefore, when you see in the Shulchan Aruch right here, the Shulchan Aruch says, Zoi das Yehudis, minet sinus v'chule, and he doesn't even quote the second half, right? He says, he just tells you, it's when you go out into a public place, Rosh Apruat Adkan. He doesn't continue with the second half to make. He doesn't even talk about less than that, because less than that is not the discussion. You wouldn't necessarily have to cover that. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch writes, and that's the Menosa Kelim or Medayik that on the side of the page. The Darchei Moshe has an interesting teretz for the tour. He says, no, the tour really agrees to the Shulchan Aruch. Why does the tour use a vague lashon? He says, remember Kimchis in Yuma. So it's true when a chatzer mikra din, you don't have to cover your hair at all. But Kimchis, okay, we still have maybe a midas chasidus, a nice idea. So that's why he used a vague lashon that you could have interpreted to mean that you should cover here. That's the tour. However, the Beis Shmuel quotes the Bach, and he quotes the Bach we said before. If you look, we'll read it inside. Beis Shmuel summarizes the sugya, but then at the very end he says, "Efshar l'inyan ksuba kaimlan kasugya shalanu." It could be what the Torah was doing. The Torah was talking about the halachas of ksuba. By a ksuba, do you lose your ksuba? That's like our sugya. You would not lose your ksuba unless you go out to Rosh Hashanah. However, linyan miu linyan iser yeshalom af sugya shalanu sphere laid to aser. Really, our Gemara agrees with Yerushalmi that it's aser. Vikushas hamakshin lo hanachta basa avram avinu v'chulei yeshalom rakamash kvasav abach, like I quoted earlier, v'chinu dasa tur, and that's what he thinks is the opinion of the tur. So the Beis Shmuel quotes this Bach, who we had the other pshat in our Gemara, that a chotzer is aser. So it comes out there's a machlokas achronim. It's already machlokas rishonim. There's some rishonim, the smag and the shulte giborim in the back on the riff. They quote the Yerushalmi. They paskin like the Yerushalmi, the full version of the Yerushalmi. The Rush quotes only the second half about don't get caught up in the terms of chutzer mavoi. It all depends on whether more people or less people. However, there are rishonim lehedya that do quote the Yerushalmi, and we have a Bach who can read it into the Bavli. And so it's a machlokas rishonim and a machlokas achronim how we should paskin. The Shulchan Aruch assumes that it's mutter in a chatzar, whereas the Beis Shmuel thinks we should be machber. What are we? All right, we don't usually learn Ebenezer so much. So how do we paskin our Amudei Hora? So we take a look in Or Chaim, where Baruch Hashem for us these halachas come up as well. We have a Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham in source number 17 says, "Ayin Simin V'Ayin Simin Kuf Tezvav Ebenezer Shamashma." Davka b'shuk aser. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Only b'shuk aser. But b'chatzar shein anashim mitzuyim sham. Just like we saw the Ritva. Mutarim leilich b'gilei rosh. No problem. You can go with your hair uncovered. Chayin kaz b'toisus b'ksubis. Right? Toisus b'ksubis. We saw. That's what he holds. Aval zohar parashas naso hechmer me'od shlo yereh shum serim isha v'chein roi lenog. So the zohar, it's a nice thing to follow the zohar. Like we saw the Mishabur was quoting this Magen Avraham. Nice thing to follow the zohar. But beyond that, me'ikir adin, the Magen Avraham. Okay, question how you hold like Ramosha or like the Chassam Sofer in interpreting the Rashba, Maker Adin. Then do we even need that in a chatzer? The Magen Avraham says in a chatzer, oh, the baby's here for the Shia, Baruch Hashem. Yeah. So, Ariel Tzifanya. I got it right?
Yep.
Okay. So, in the chatzer, you wouldn't even need anything. In the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you need to do with the Machlokas Chassam Sofer and Rav Moshe. Chatzer, everything's fine. That is the Magen Avraham. The Be'er Halacha, though, source number 18. Look at the Be'er Halacha. He quotes the Magen Avraham, and then he says, "Ulam afilu ikra hadin linin gilei ruseir shehevi b'shem toisus lo brila." And he says, "He says, I'm not even so sure about this toisus. Dina yasma kasa b'shem Yerushalmi leiser v'chein dasa tur bebach." Kasam shekain dasa Rambam, he thinks the Rambam holds this way. Mufarish gam hashas alonu came shebegilui mamish afilu bechadra. Oh, so begilui mamish is even going to be asur. He quotes the Bach and says it into the Bavli. So until this point, we just have what we've seen so far. A machlokes achronim. It's again machlokes further. Machlokes magen avraham the Mishnah Berurah. Whether we should like the Shulchan Aruch or like the Bach. However, then continues the Mishnah Berurah when he quotes this Bach. He says afilu bechadra asur. Even in her cheder, even in her house. I mean, I guess I would have said that, right? You would have assumed chatzer should be the same thing as the house because we said no one's around. So that's what the Be'er Halacha says, and it comes out according to the Be'er Halacha, you have to cover your hair even in your house. Okay, maybe in the shower you can take it off, but otherwise in your house your hair should be covered. It's not quite like the kimchis that you can't expose it at all ever, but basically your hair should be covered in your house. Comes along Rav Moshe with another kula. Rav Moshe and source number 19, we're not going to read it inside, you can take a look. But Rav Moshe says, hold on, Be'er Halacha, and it's really Chassam Sofer. You made a jump. The Bach, we were reading the Bach before, or the Beis Shmuel. we were reading the sugya. No one mentioned it was Dafka talking about a chatzer the whole sugya. So it says to Moshe, what's a chatzer? Yes, a chatzer is a private place where no one sees you. But a chatzer is also a place where people come in unannounced. Right in the courtyard in front of the house, people show up. They won't go into your house unannounced. They'll knock on the door. But in the courtyard, people do come in unannounced. So it says to Moshe, that's what the Bach means. Sorry, that's what the machlokas is. Do you have to cover your hair there? No one's there, but could be someone will come in. Do you have to cover your hair? He says, and Ramos says, I'll be a machmir. I'll say like the Bach. You have to cover your hair there because someone might come in. It doesn't mean you have to cover your hair in your house. In your house, no one's coming in unannounced. Therefore, Ramos says, Lamaisa, even according to the Bach, even according to the Yerushalmi, which seemed to be the most chamar shita in the sugya, even according to them, in the house, you would not have to cover your hair. He says, okay, you know, you want to be machmir, like some sofer, like the Zohar, okay. He said, but the lashon, he says in the end, after the da, says l'chein l'dina, afshem min haroi shiyachmeru hanashim l'chasas k'de sofer, chasam sofer, you should cover like the chasam sofer, hol v'yotza b'pumya de gon gadol k'moso, the chasam sofer is a great goal. By the way, at the beginning of this tshuva, he defends himself for arguing with the chasam sofer. Take a look there if you want to see. He just writes, this is the way halacha works. I can argue on the Chasam Sofer. But he says, the Chasam Sofer said, it's a Bein B'din HaRishon, which is to cover your hair entirely. Bein B'din HaSheni, to cover it even inside the house. It says, B'din HaSheni Ha'ika Gam Maila Ditzniyus Tekimchis Shekazav Darchei Moshe. Okay, it's covered in your house as a Maila, but Aval Poshut She'elu HaRotos LaHakel B'Shnei Adinim, namely to expose a Tefach and to not cover the hair in their house, Ain lahachshivan laovros al das Yehudas Chaz v'Shalom. Vainly himana afil the Tamidei Chachamim v'Yerushamayim Elisa Isha Kazu. Even a Talmud Chacham v'Yerushamayim should not be worried about marrying such a woman. If she's a Yerushamayim, the Degas b'Mitzvos about Azmidas. So she has all the other milas, and this is what she does. This is not a problem at all. And then he ends Avalhu Rak Erech Beiz Etzbos Begova Shapanim. Who Erech? He says just two Etzbos high because the face is Berech two Tvachim wide. And again, combination will get you less than a tefach squared. So that is the sugya. Got to run tomorrow here, Matthew. But that is the sugya of what, how much to cover and where to cover. Hopefully, it was a clear summary of the different shittos here. Okay.